Welcome to the Amazing Career Project. I am so thrilled you're here. This is video number one, and we are about to set the stage for you to understand what is an amazing career for you, what does it look like, and how do you know, and how do you get there? So today's takeaway is this: what you focus on expands and increases. Instead of focusing on what you don't have and what isn't going well, let's focus on amazing. So let's talk about this. What does focus have to do with an amazing career? Well, in my view, and in my training as a coach, as a therapist, as an energy healer, focus is everything. So let's talk about why. What you focus on means what you're looking at. And what you focus on is what makes it on your radar. What you're thinking about, right, is going to expand, because if you're looking at, for instance, in your job, I don't like it, I don't get respect, this isn't going well, that colleague is terrible, if what you're focusing on is negative, it can't be any other way, you're simply going to expand that experience because that's what you're looking at, that's what you're attending to. So I'm asking you to not be in denial, not be Pollyanna, not pretend that everything is fine, but look at what you don't want and begin to release and shed what's creating that, what's co-creating that, and more importantly, look at what you want to create. So how do we do this? First of all, we have to train our mind, right? When we go to the negative place, when we're down and demoralized and feeling overwhelmed about what isn't going well, we've got to train our mind to say, okay, there goes one of those thoughts about what isn't going well, but then shift it to say, what do I need to learn here so that I don't need to repeat this, so I don't need to have this experience, and what do I want instead? So it's a matter of training your mind, and we're going to learn all about that in this program. Also, thinking about what you want, what I want you to understand is, this is my experience. Amazing career success. You want it or you wouldn't be at this program. But we can't always go from where we are to amazing career success without letting go of what we've attached to. Some of the structures, some of the relationships, some of the beliefs. It's going to take you shifting and letting go of what doesn't work any longer. We're going to help you identify that. So let's define for you what is amazing. How do I do that? Now, some of you already know. I know what it is. I know I want to start my business, or I know what the new career is. But most of you, I bet, really don't have that clarity. And before we can create something, we've got to know what it is we want to create. So how do we define it? The first piece is you need to tune out all of the noise, all of it, all of the chatter about what you should be doing, what she's doing, what he's got that I don't have, all of the noise. And we have to get quiet and let you listen to yourself. And you're going to hear me talk about this concept. I believe that we have a higher self as well, a self that isn't attached at the ego level, isn't attached at the personality level, this higher dimension of who we are that incorporates heart and soul and your mind and your thinking, but it allows you to see things at a bird's eye view, 10,000 feet up, right? It's not engaged, it's not in the grass, it's higher up, disengaged from the struggle, and it's looking at what you're capable of, right? And the higher self allows you to also access information, resources, help, knowledge, that wisdom that you wouldn't otherwise have access to. So I'm wanting you to tune out the noise, not think about the shoulds and the obligations, but I want you to think about what you really want, right? What is juicy for you? What is amazing? What does it look like? Here's another piece to that. Every single person on this planet is unique. Every one of us. We have special filters, special perceptions, values, beliefs, traumas, experiences, histories, and that comes together and makes you the only one in the world who is like you and who can do what you can do in the way that you do it. So amazing is going to be your definition, not hers, not his, not mine, right? It's going to be what is right for you. So we have to get you in touch with who you are so we can know what that is. No comparing. I don't believe in comparing. Comparing usually leads us to feeling less than. What we are going to do is role model, find people who inspire us. Absolutely. But we're not going to compare because that just brings us down usually. Another piece to this is I want to make you right, not wrong. So often women in particular, and you're going to hear me talk about women, and I don't mean to overgeneralize, but I've spent 8 years studying women, and women are not men in skirts. Have you noticed? We're different. Most of us, we're different. We have different values, preferences, styles, right? And what women tend to do is make themselves wrong when they're going through something that they don't like or that's hard. They beat themselves up. They say, I blew it. I'm the loser. I'm the one that didn't make it, right? I want you to not make yourself wrong. I want to make yourself right. Meaning, when you have thoughts and feelings about how things are going in your career, you need to make yourself right and say, no, this is right. It's not working for me here. I want to shift, or whatever the case may be. And finally, there is a big challenge to having amazing career success, and it's identifying what that looks like. Most of us understand, I don't want what this is, but they don't know what amazing career success, or even the next step concretely looks like. So we're going to help you do that in this program. And what's the first way to do it? The first way is for you to build an intimate relationship with yourself. I want you to know yourself like you know nothing else, right? And how do we do that? Well, I have a tool for you, and it's in the link in the homework assignment, which I hope certainly you'll check out and complete. It's my Career Path Self-Assessment. It's a survey that I've developed over these 8 years of coaching that 11 pages, it's deep and it's exploratory, and it asks all the questions I wish someone had asked me 30 years ago. Questions I wish I had answers to way back then, because then I would have created a whole different trajectory for myself. Questions about your, and it's exercises too, not just straightforward questions. It's exercises to help you get to the heart of your values, your needs, every job you ever had, what you loved, what you hated, what you'll never do again, and what you want to bring forward. Standards of integrity, all of it, so that you're going to understand who you are and what you really, really, really want to create in the next chapter. And it's going to help you connect the dots, like the wonderful Steve Jobs talked about in his commencement speech. We're going to help you connect the dots. So I want us to think about what is amazing for you. And I'd like to share an example of what is amazing to me, not so that I can project it onto you, but so that you can start thinking, ooh, what is it for me? Amazing for me in my career is, number one, that I'm using all the talents that I love, all the talents that come naturally to me. And I can know what those are by just looking back in my teen years and my early adulthood. I was an English major. I loved to write. I loved ideas. I loved psychology. I loved to understand why people do what they do and what makes them tick. People would come to me and share their concerns and problems, and I would offer suggestions, just like a coach. I'm a singer, and I love to be in public and speak to audiences, and I'm a change agent. I love it. I love to help people make change. If you look at all of that, it's exactly what I'm doing today, but I didn't see that all of those things could be pulled together in this way. But today, doing what I do, that's amazing career success to me, because I'm aligned with it, and it has meaning and purpose, and I feel like I'm making a difference. I'm feeling like I turned my mess into a message. And it makes me feel joyful if I can help one woman a day avoid one of the 12 hidden challenges working women face that I found in my research. So what I'd like to do is have you stop the video and start speaking about what is amazing to you. It could be something that you're experiencing now that gives you great joy. It can be what you envision in the future. And it can be what you don't even know yet. But just start speaking. And I'll tell you why it's so important to speak about it in a minute after you do it. So press the pause button and start speaking for 3 or 4 minutes about what is amazing career success to me. And I'll see you back in a minute. Welcome back. How was that experience? I want to tell you why it's so important to start speaking about it. First of all, when we use our language to talk about what we want. We ignite it. It helps us put the stake in the ground about what we're worthy of, what we can envision for ourselves. It's very important. Communicating what you want is a first step to getting it. The second piece is, as we talk about it, fears, and in the coaching world we call them gremlins, start coming up. Doubt, guilt. You might feel ridiculous talking about amazing career success, and this is all important information. Watch the process of how you feel when you talk about being successful. In therapy, I learned there's content and there's process. There's the content of your words, but it's the process, how you feel, what it says about how you're living, that's really the juice of what's going on. So watch yourself. But write down after this video what amazing career success looks like to you. And that'll be a first kernel of a start for this program. So what are the 5 steps we're going to take in this program to create it? I want to explore them with you a little bit. The first is step back for an empowered perspective. So that has 2 elements. Step back out of the hamster wheel of our life, out of the day-to-day. Step back and look at your life from a higher perspective and also an empowered perspective. Often, when we're at a place that we're not quite happy with, we make ourselves wrong, we beat ourselves up. Gosh, I really blew this. Why didn't I make this change earlier? I'm too old for this, right? We make ourselves wrong. An empowered perspective says this: you are exactly in the right place at this time. Everything you've done is exactly right. We're not going to make you wrong, right? But you simply want to make a step forward from where you are. But the empowered perspective says there are no mistakes. All of this is going to be used for your highest good. That's step back. Step 2 is let go. Let go of the thinking, actions, and behaviors that are keeping you stuck and keeping you small. So here's the deal. If you didn't have anything to let go of, you'd already be at your amazing career success. We all have blocks, limitations, restrictions, and they come in many, many forms. We have to know what yours are so that you can let go of them, shed them, and then fly. So it's let go. The third step is say yes to your compelling visions. There's 2 pieces of that. First, we have to say yes, that we're worthy of it. Yes, I want it. Yes, I can have it. And yes, I have the confidence to build it. And the second piece is vision, to your compelling visions. I've found that it's not just vision, it's the just right vision we're looking for. Sir Winston Churchill said, it's a mistake to look too far down the chain of destiny, and I believe that. If your vision is too far out, you know, if you've never written a word but then you want to be a best-selling author, sometimes it's so far out you don't even see your connection to it and you sabotage yourself in getting to it. So we're going to help you find the right vision. The 4th step is explore it. You're going to learn in later videos, it's not enough to sit at your computer and research and Google a new direction. You have got to try it on and explore it in every dimension you can think of before you take the leap. Otherwise, it could be the wrong step. And I've lived through every one of these steps. And I've lived through missteps as well. I'm going to share all that with you. And the 5th step is create it. And we're going to create it through creating a SMART plan. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely, with goals and action steps that are going to work for you. More about that in later videos. So what are the 5 essentials to this journey of where you are today to amazing career success? And I'm asking you to look at, do you have these essential traits, these essential actions? And if not, we're going to need you to bolster them up a little bit. The first is, I need you to be brutally honest with yourself. Not brutally, lovingly honest. I need you to have eyes wide open and look at what is working and what isn't and not be in denial. Just be honest to yourself, with yourself first, and then you can start sharing it with others. But first, you need to be telling the truth to yourself. The second piece is the courage to change. Getting amazing career success, building it, it's going to take change. Otherwise, you'd be there. So you've got to have the courage to get in the cage with your fears, because it's fear that's most likely holding you back the most. We fear success and we fear failure almost equally, and sometimes we fear success more because we know it's going to really revise how we think and how we live. I want you to look at also, is this something you want or is this something you're committed to? I had an interesting chat with an Anthony Robbins coach a while ago, and he said, you know what, I don't care what my clients want. And I said, really? Tell me more. And he said, I care about what they're committed to. We want a million things every day. I don't care. It's what you're ready to commit to. Put your energy, your resources, your time, your money in, because that's what you'll create. So want versus commit. Are you ready to commit to this? And fourth, we're going to create goals for you that are going to fit your life and are going to be digestible and doable. And again, they're going to be those SMART goals. And I'm going to ask you to do that today. Please take the time in the homework assignment, you're going to find this, to create three goals for this program for yourself. What is it that you commit to achieving? And make sure these goals are specific, measurable, meaning they have metrics, right? You can tell when you've done it or not. Achievable, I can do this. Realistic, it fits into your view of realism. And timely, they're juicy and they're of the moment, and that you need to achieve these to feel what you want to feel in your life and work. That's it for today. Make sure to click the link below this video, do your homework, be ready for our next session, and I can't wait to see you then. Thank you.